Prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child. What does this mean, and what does it have to do with runner's knee? My son Lachlan is 2 years old now, and he spends a lot of his time watching this show, this band called The Wiggles. It's an Australian children's music band that until recently I did not know existed, but they are extremely popular. And it is awful. It is unbearable. We have it on all the time, and he loves it, and he dances along to all their songs. It's his favorite thing, and he sings. I hate it. I've heard Rockabye Your Bear like a million times. It's awful. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked by how sick of the Wiggles I am. But while we're watching the Wiggles or singing or dancing for the millionth time to the same song, I get a lot of time to think. And because I'm with Lachlan when I'm doing this, I tend to do what most parents do when they think about their kids. I worry. I worry about the economy. I worry about global warming. I worry about overpopulation. I worry about cryptocurrencies. I worry about artificial intelligence and social media. I worry about sugar addictions. And I worry about the rising cost of higher education. I worry about inflation. I worry about all sorts of things and what these things might mean for Lachlan. And before I had Lachlan, I would occasionally think about these things, but I wouldn't really worry about them because I was like, I can handle them. But now I've got Lachlan, I worry about what these things are going to mean for him and his future. In fact, I have an almost infinite supply of things that I worry about for Lachlan's future. And when I do, when I sort of come out of the worry spiral, I try and remind myself, or at least that phrase, that old proverb that I mentioned at the start, that comes to mind quite often. Prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child. And that's because when I worry about that stuff, I try and think like what I can do to mitigate those risks for Lachlan's future. And it's often about like, how can I hedge my bets? Could I save more money for his education? Could I earn more money now or build the business in a way where we would have more like prosperity and opportunity? So that would help better protect him from all of these threats. And to me, actually, that is preparing the road for the child. I'm trying to find ways of making Lachlan's life easier because I don't want him to suffer. So I want to remove challenges, obstacles, things that might cause heartache or trauma, anything bad. I want to try and keep that away from him. I want to try and make his life easier. I'm trying to prepare the road for the child. However, if I'm to listen to that ancient proverb, I should be focused on preparing the child for the road. Essentially, I would be trying to think about how can I make Lachlan more capable, more resilient, stronger, more able to look after himself, rather than trying to control his external environment. I'm controlling or influencing what he is able to do internally. So what does all of this have to do with runner's knee? Okay, runner's knee is kind of an umbrella term for any knee pain that a runner gets. It's most often used for patellofemoral pain, which is pain on the back of the kneecap, but it can also refer to any repetitive stress injury in the knee that runners often get. So the most common ones would be IT band syndrome or IT band pain. Pain in the knee joint itself between the femur and the tibia, or pain in the patella tendon, which is the tendon that goes from the kneecap to the shin bone. Now, typical rehabilitation strategies that you may have experienced if you have runner's knee almost exclusively focus on reducing the stress on the knee to resolve the issue. So let's take a few common examples. One might be bracing or taping. So usually the first thing a runner will try if they have knee pain is to buy a brace or use some sort of K-tape technique or a rigid tape technique. And what are they trying to do there? They're trying to offload the painful part of the knee so that there's less stress placed on it. They are trying to prepare the road for the child. What are some other common strategies? So often runners will be given by like a physical therapist or a chiropractor some kind of exercise or technique to correct imbalances in muscles or to get muscles firing that aren't firing or to work on alignment maybe with technique or exercises. And these things are all focused around trying to let's say, for example, get the glutes firing, because the glutes aren't firing, your femur is moving inwards, that's bringing your knee at a funny angle, that's placing more stress on the knee, and that's why the knee hurts. So we need to get the glutes firing so that the knee doesn't come in like that, so there's less stress on the knee, so the pain goes away. Again, all of these strategies, that's not exactly the way they would be explained, but they're all focused around trying to do one thing, reduce the stress on the knee. They're trying to prepare the road for the child. Some other common therapies that you may have tried or that have been advised to you would be like dry needling, manual therapy of different kinds. So whether that's joint mobilizations or soft tissue techniques, these things, again, they're trying to reduce tension in muscles or stiffness in joints such that they reduce the stress placed on the knee by putting it in the proper way, whatever that is. And that will reduce the stress and that will address the problem, that will get rid of the pain. Once again, reducing the stress on the knee, trying to prepare the road for the child. But what's the alternative? How do we prepare the child for the road in this example? Well, if the proverb is trying to tell us that we need to prepare the child for the road and make the child stronger, more resilient, more skillful, more capable, so that it can encounter things on the road and deal with them. In this example, we will be thinking about things that we can do to make the knee itself and those tissues that we're talking about, the back of the kneecap, the knee joint, the patella tendon, the IT band, making those tissues, that's what they are, they're tissues, stronger, more resilient, more capable, and better able to handle the stresses of running. So how do we do that? Well, those tissues, like all of the tissues in the body, are living systems, and they will adapt to the stress placed on them, provided that the stress does not exceed their adaptive capacity. Meaning, if you put stress on those tissues, they will adapt to it. They will become stronger and more resilient if they are able to. And what would be a good stress to put on those tissues if we want to prepare them for running? Running. I would argue that running is the best type of stress to place on the knees if you want to prepare them for running. Like I always say, the running is the rehab. Knees experience forces somewhere in the region of 3 times body weight with every single step when they're running. Those light body weight exercises that you're doing, or alignment exercises, are not going to significantly reduce that stress. What we need to do is make sure that those tissues are tough enough, resilient enough, strong enough to handle that stress. And running is the best tool that we have in our tool belt in order to get them to do that. Now, you might say, what if I can't run? In fact, I can't run. That's the whole problem. How am I supposed to make my knees stronger and more resilient with running if I can't run because my knees hurt? And I would say that I can't run is an incomplete statement. What we need to do is put a duration on the end of it. So I can't run for 2 hours. I can't run for 1 hour. I can't run for 10 minutes. I can't run for 2 minutes. I can't run for 10 seconds. I can't run for 1 second. So these are all very different situations. So when we say I can't run, we need to know how much, because you can always run a bit, even if it's a teeny tiny, tiny bit. And I would liken this to, again, to Lachlan, right? He's 2 years old. Preparing the child for the road, he's not at the stage where I can set him out on life's open road on his own just yet. He needs a lot of help. But he needs me to do things for him. He needs me to do almost everything for him at the minute. He can't even eat on his own. He needs me to help him. But he can do some stuff. He can kind of walk up the stairs if I hold his hand. But a few months ago, he had to crawl up the stairs. He can kind of eat his dinner if I keep giving a spoon back to him when he throws it. He can communicate a little bit in certain phrases to tell me things, and he can point. But he can't talk in full sentences yet. So if I want to prepare the child for the road, if I want to prepare Lachlan for life, how do I do that? I get him to do exactly as much as he is capable of doing, no more, but importantly, no less. And that's exactly what we want to do if we have knee pain. We want to get the knees to run exactly as much as they're capable of, not more and not less. And if you've listened to previous episodes of the show, you know that the paying traffic lights is one of the best ways that you can use to determine whether the amount of running you just did was too much, too little, or just right. In a sense, or just quickly, if you get red light pain, you know, it's quite severe, doesn't go away quickly. That means stop, means don't continue at that level. Green light pain means it's barely there at all, it's pretty mild. That means go, keep going, that amount of running's okay. Orange is in between, it's moderate, it's not too bad. So you don't want to go any further or faster just yet, but you are allowed to continue with caution. So however much or however little your knees can tolerate of running, that's how much you're going to do. And if it's only a very small amount, like you can only run for like 10 seconds before the knee pain goes into the red, then start with walking and walk every day for 30 minutes, twice a day, for 2 weeks. And then add 10 seconds of running every 10th minute and do that every day for 30 minutes for 2 weeks. And then bump it up to 30 seconds and then bump it up to 1 minute out of every 2 minutes and so on and so forth. So you're putting the stress through the knees exactly the amount they can tolerate, not more, but not less. In this way, we make the knees stronger and more resilient so that they can handle the stresses that they're exposed to during our running training. Said another way, we make the knees tougher. We don't make their lives easier. We prepare our knees for the road, not the road for our knees.